It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler, as always, with my co-host Jeff. And today we are talking the topic of the devil is in the details. And of course, you know, with any time, whether you take it on a micro or macro level, anytime there's a big significant story or event per se, you've always got, the story from one side, the story from other, and then somewhere in the middle usually lies the truth, right? Jeff?
It is amazing how easily we are fooled, duped, absorb garbage. The word today, is it misinformation or disinformation? I mean, have you ever been fooled before?
Oh, all the time.
By somebody you know and trust, love?
I feel like I spent a good portion of my life doing that to others in some capacities, to be honest with you.
I think that we even talked about in a podcast, it's part of our culture to lie to our children about who picks up our teeth when they fall out and who gives us gifts at Christmas. And
that's actually funny. My daughter the other day goes, "Dad, I'm not so sure the tooth fairy's real." And I go, "Well, who do you think puts money under your pillow when you lose your teeth?" And she said, "Oh, probably you or mommy."
Wow.
I said, "Well, if you've got a good, good hard feeling about that, I think you should go with it."
We often can see this as wrong when others do it to us, but why do we give ourselves a pass?
I think
about that.
For our own, ultimately, I'd say for our own gain.
In that
we manipulate for what we want for ourselves, ultimately.
You know, so do we lie to our kids about these characters for our benefit or theirs?
I think for our benefit.
Because
we like to, quote unquote, see their happiness
and
their excitement for what they believe is real but ultimately isn't.
I've never thought of it that way in that framing, but it's still selfishly motivated. Even though we say it's for them, though. No, you're living through your children's wonder. You're going, "Wow, look how happy they are."
You just want to feel that same way
through
that
them.
You felt when you were a kid.
Yeah, through them. You know, it's like living through your kids. But no, so taking that same mindset, you know, is loving and kind and as good as you think you are. Now imagine yourself with power where you're unchecked. I don't know, put yourself in like a government position. And it's hard for some to believe that the people who are trying to stop, quote unquote, misinformation and disinformation are the very ones who are the most guilty.
Actually creating it. Sure. And I think we all enjoy a beautiful lie in the sense of maybe we know parts of it don't necessarily sound entirely accurate, or something with us when we hear it just doesn't sit right. We'd rather believe, you know, what we were told because we couldn't fathom the aspects of it being untrue.
Yeah, I take for example, I'll give you an easy one, a conspiracy theory. The moon landing. Did it happen? I'll say this, I don't know. And I really appreciated Joe Rogan's flip-flop on this. He said, but here's what we do know. It's kind of suspicious that NASA, who their primary thing supposedly is space exploration, not part of not a branch of the military.
Well, now we got the space force, right?
But we're talking that the primary thing is for them for space exploration. By their admission, they have lost the original footage to the moon landings, the high definition reels. All we have now is what's on YouTube. In the low quality, they lost the high definition stuff. When they openly admit that we've lost the technology to go into the moon now.
I was just going to say, the footage, but we lost the technology to return.
They lost the films. They lost the technology. And get this, it's not hilarious, but it's telling. Back when Chernobyl happened, the Russians asked to use our spacesuits to protect their people in the cleanup from the radiation, or at least to share the technology with them so they could not die.
Sure.
And they said, well, our suits don't protect from radiation. And they said, well, then how in the world did you
land on the moon?
Because you had to go through the Van Allen belt and it has deadly radiation. And it's like, oof, you know, so, you know, once you have an intelligent person asking pointed questions and it's like, wait a second. And then it looks like you can see the wires of the footage, supposed footage, actual moon landing footage that they say they had. You can see the wires holding up the astronauts. You can see if you speed it up the film. If you slow it down, it looks like there's no gravity. But you speed it back up, you can tell. They're just running on a desert plane. Anyway, they admitted at one point, yes, we did use some footage of what we had here on Earth in our simulation as actual footage for the moon landing. They did admit that at one point.
So did we go to the moon or a moon visa?
Well, here's where it's at. Now, I give tokens to Joe Rogan that what we were shown was faked footage. If we went there, we don't know. But what we do know is they showed us fake footage. And not only that, the radiation would have destroyed the film on the way back into reentry.
So do you think it was just if they did go, possibly, that they weren't able to gather the evidence? Like you just said, if it was destroyed,
it would have been destroyed in the radiation belt.
To where they knew nobody would necessarily believe them without what we call in the modern day having receipts for what they were saying.
Right. Well, here's the thing. We had incentive to lie because whoever went to space first was the most advanced country.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole point is really not even this. My point is our government has been caught lying so many times. Gulf of Tonkin. all these things that we are told.
JFK.
Or why we went into Iraq. You know, weapons of mass something. So anyway, we have been lied to so many times. And what blows my mind is, but the next garbage they pass out with an experimental stick in your arm, and we're like, oh, it saved me, save me. And then you find out with right now the recent stuff being dropped on YouTube from Veritas that not only was it made in a lab, but they are controlling the evolutionary direction, quote unquote, instead of calling it gain of something else. We have been lied to, and the people just gobble it up like, well, they wouldn't lie about that. And why wouldn't they?
In that instance, that industry is making, you know, billions of dollars from having you as a return customer rather than actually
that's exactly it.
You for your ailments.
Well, it's for a return customer. At the same time, it solved a problem they've been talking about for decades of overpopulation.
Yeah, there's some people that are on that train, that's well, for sure. How about even with something like Twitter now? You've got Elon Musk kind of rolling back the curtain on what happened there. And like you just said, these people who were supposedly all about, you know, we're going to stop the spreading of disinformation or misinformation, whatever you want to call it. He's now showing you the like direct collusion that's been taking place and the complete attack on one aspect of a viewpoint versus actually having a neutral dialect across the board.
Yeah, the people who were controlling the information wanted you to believe in their virtue and that they were just trying to protect you from bad information. All the while, now we know that they were pumping you with disinformation the entire time.
Sure. And that's not to say that some of the information that they weren't taking down wasn't bad information.
Sure.
I'm sure it was.
Oh, yeah.
But to say, you know, we do have freedom of speech for a reason, right?
Right.
You should have the ability to read something for yourself and make your own determination.
Know what's a lie and what's not. It's so hard because we don't want to hold up liars and put them in positions of power, but who of us isn't a liar?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the people who make it to the highest ranks are probably
the best liars. At it. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
And not only that, but now they're controlling what you can see on your phone, your TV, or what you hear in a podcast. And all these search engines are pushing out the lies, pushing you to the lies, all the while saying, fact checker, this is true, openly lying to you. And maybe it's 99% truth, but as you said in the opening podcast, the devil's in the details. They leave out that 1% on purpose.
And it makes the difference in everything.
Absolutely. And Jesus said, you shall know the truth. Mm. And in knowing it, it will set you free. Mm. By the way, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Okay, go ahead. Now you're saying
that. Yes. I was going to say another one of these, I guess you have to call it a conspiracy theory, right?
Yeah.
Would be 9/11. Mm. It's a very interesting, captivating. You know, I feel like the JFK situation was America's first mass trauma event in terms of on live television. We saw our president basically have his head blown off. Yeah, I mean, anyone watching that, certainly live.
It emotionally charges you.
Of course it does.
You feel threatened, defensive. You are in a heightened place of manipulation. You're easily manipulated. When someone's got your emotions like that, you are highly suggestible.
Yep. And I just remember being a kid and the day that happened, you couldn't find a TV screen that it wasn't on. And then as I got, you know, a little bit older, I started wondering, man, did two two airplanes really took down these massive towers. And then, you know, of course, there's the study that came out in 2020 from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where they kind of talk about the third building that fell. And
Building 7, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And you'll just have to take a look into that and see what they came to as their conclusion. And it just seems crazy that two planes would knock down these incredibly monumentous structures.
Let's go on top of that. They didn't just knock down those buildings. They did what we have to have professionals come and do when we demolition buildings, to fall in on their footprint. That takes an incredible skill.
Mm-hmm.
Those buildings didn't fall. They fell in on their own footprint like Building 7 did the same day. And it takes days to lay those explosives.
Sure.
Days.
Well, and then, you know, of course, like the black boxes from the airplanes were basically destroyed or concealed, not to be given to people as information. Once again, the mass trauma event charged everybody up, and people did come together, of course, because our fellow people were just killed. But what did we ultimately come together for? A war that we just found out ended without ever having what they said we went there for in the first place, the weapons of mass destruction.
It's hard because it's part of our, what we want to think is a known history. And we're for an emotional decision made by our country to go and kill people, right? We did as a country, a nation.
Sure. Well, because we thought it was just.
Right. Well, and then so now for us to explore these possibilities that maybe we were lied to, now we have guilt. We have blood on our hands. And that's something that most people, we have people we love who went and served over there, maybe part of our family or friends. And so for us to say that was a lie, we're defensive of it still because we don't want in any way to defame our own people, sure, or our own person. And it's quite the thing. Was it Goebbels? What, lies? What was that quote? Something about being big enough and often enough and anyone will believe it. You know, and listen, when you have control of the TV, when you have control of the information,
the television,
yeah, to tell you what's going to happen and program you, you know, that's incredible control.
Yeah, I would agree. And I mean, once again, who really knows what happened in any of the circumstances we just explained, yeah, in terms of, I feel like it's something we're actually never going to have the entirety of the event.
No.
But it just certainly leaves you with questions of...
valid questions.
Yes. Or even our last president comes in 4 years' time, wraps up all of these wars that we were told forever are endless. Well, how is that possible? How could one man, and I'm not saying he did it all by himself by any means, but one man comes in and takes charge and in 4 years wraps up what had been going on for at least two decades? It just doesn't make any sense.
I think you said it. We've been given information. And I think the whole reason why we have suspicion is because you and I are openly admitting we were given limited information for the purpose of us believing the narration they wanted us to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want to add one more to our stockpile here. You know, technology of what we have for war. There's stuff that happens right now. We have right now on the tube all these UFOs. They call them something else right now. It's not UFOs anymore. It's something. What's the term today? I don't know. I have to think what it is. I can't think what it is right now. I'll come back to it. But sightings, actual release of military stuff where they're showing us, look. And why now? Why would they release this footage, that even old footage from the 50s and 60s and to present, of alien craft? You know, why do we even think they're alien? Why can't they be what the unveiling was of the bomber in 1988? That bomber had been in use, had been built years before. I guarantee you that my point is the technology we have for warfare makes our current firearms look like rocks and sticks, mm-hmm, fighting Star Trek technology.
Mm-hmm.
We have light weapons, energy weapons, weapons that can get into
weather weapons.
And if you don't believe that, look up. There are patents on the weather weapons, have been for decades. Why? Yes. And people are just oblivious. And it's like, look, in the unveiling of the stealth bomber in 1988, that wasn't when it was built. It had been in use for decades, probably, maybe more. I don't know. Point is, What do they have today? It's not the stealth bombers. We're still flying the stealth bomber. That's not what we have. We have way more.
Yep. That, I mean, that'll just, in essence, be unveiled as it's needed.
And I'm not saying they're lying to, or hiding that to lie to us in a bad way. I understand the advantage in not unveiling your technology for your enemies trying to take you out. I get it. Mm-hmm. The point is, we know they intentionally, for our benefit sometimes, conceal information.
Yep.
Why wouldn't they conceal it for nefarious ones?
I think they certainly would. And I mean, you also, who benefits anytime there is a war?
Certainly people in power.
Sure, the people propagating the war, the people who are making money from the war.
Right.
And then each time, it kind of seems like one of these major events happens, it seems as though there's new legislation or new rules or laws or ideas that are put in place that, in essence, take away from us in some capacity.
I hope we can share this podcast.
almost like a new borders are drawn each time or something.
Yes. Well, they keep changing the Monopoly board.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if you really can't understand it that way, we're playing a big game of Monopoly.
You get the house and the hotel and you'll win every time.
And people die.
That's true.
In this game, now it's not a game anymore, right? Now we're talking its lives.
Yeah, it's real life.
And you're involved. And by the way, you're trying to put houses and hotels on your own piece of property, trying to keep yours and those you love safe. And I get it, but wake up a little bit.
And not only are you involved, more importantly, your children are involved. And what are you going to leave for them as first and foremost a legacy, and you know, also a life that they're going to have the opportunity to live when you're gone.
Burying your head in the sand is not going to make it go away. And I think we all should be asking a lot of questions, especially of those who rise to power and who have not only been corrupt in the past, but at present are just as, if not worse.
I think it's safe to say you continue to bury your head in the sand, you're just going to have more sand shoveled on top of it.
You'll be buried 6 feet under soon.
Mm-hmm. As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here, and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
It's Blindly Obvious, baby.